You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Pedro to score in a Chelsea win at 3-1 and Dimitri Payet to score in a West Ham win at 12-1. West Ham have still got genuine top four ambitions. I mean, they're only 2 points behind Manchester City, but we'll face a stern test today, Derek, against Chelsea.
Yeah, but massive price, 4-1 against the side who are still at it. Really are. They've got an FA Cup replay coming up against Man United. People might say, well, they're going to be more interested in that. I would say poppycock, because look where they are in the league. 2 points behind Manchester City, City in fourth place, West Ham in fifth. Fourth place is up for grabs, given the way that Arsenal and City are playing right now. Fourth place is bang up for grabs, and wouldn't that be fantastic for them moving into the new stadium as well? The manager's going to have them up for this, and I just think they're too big. Chelsea, I thought, were disappointing last week against Everton. Workmanlike performance, you know, which is not what you expect from a side full of stars like they are. They seem just to have, you know, they've improved, no doubt, under Gus Hiddink, but they had to. But they've only won 10 games out of 29. That's really poor, isn't it? You know, West Ham have won 13, lost only 6, fewer than Arsenal, fewer than Man City. They're a better, you know, at the moment, they are a much better side, West Ham, than Chelsea. And I can't understand why they're 19-5, almost 4-1. Is it? You're having a laugh.
Chelsea sees it, it's weird. There has been an upturn in Chelsea's form since Gus Hiddink took over. It's almost like their season fell apart. Gus Hiddink put it back together again, and it's fallen apart again because they're out of the Champions League now. And, of course, they got walloped last weekend by Everton in the FA Cup as well. The Europa League is the best they can hope for. And one point that's worth making here is Diego Costa suspended for this game. Of course, he got sent off against Everton at the weekend, so he's out for this one. And West Ham's last defeat away from home came against Southampton in early February. That's their only loss in 11 in all competitions. They've only lost two of their last 16 Premier League matches as well. Dimitri Payet could get on the score sheet here. I agree with Derek. I think West Ham look a big price at 19-5. But I'd be looking at West Ham plus a goal because I think the draw's a massive runner here. So West Ham plus one. Still get odds against West Ham plus one at 11-10, which gives you two results. I really like that. West Ham or the draw at 11-10 looks fair. Coupled to watching goal scorer markets, Dimitri Payet, as mentioned, who keeps on chipping in. He's got 5 goals and 5 assists in his last 7 appearances for West Ham. And that man, Mikel Antonio, always worth a look if he's not playing at the back in this game, because he does sometimes fill in at right back. So those two are both big prices to score any time on Saturday as well.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.